We can do the whole back.
All right.
Okay, good morning, everybody. We are on Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph. And the Shir, sponsored by the Bowsers and OMO Construction. Appreciate the sponsorship, as well as Bagel Munch for the breakfast. We are on Samach Aleph Amar Aleph. Here we go, top line, two dots. We had just come off of the idea that a person should get in the habit of saying, essentially, Gamza Litova and Kol Ma Diavad Rachmana Litav. So in a similar way, V'yam Rabbi Rav Huna, Amar Rav Mishim Rabbi Meir, Li'olam Yihu Devar V'shal Adam U'atim L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should keep his mouth shut when speaking to Hashem, essentially. Sh'nemar Al Tavayel Al Picha V'lib Chali Maher Le'otzi Dav L'fnei HaOlokim. Ki'olokim HaShmai Me'ata Alo Aretz Al Ken Yudvarecha Me'atim. The pasuk in Kohelet really speaks for itself, so it's really a little bit unclear what Rabbi Meir added to the Pshuto Shel Mikra of the pasuk. A little bit relates to the fact that you should not feel resentful towards Hashem, because the previous Gemara said that things can always, you know, be viewed as for the best over time. Two dots. Darash Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista. So for this, the rest of the daf, we're going to talk a little bit about the Briyasa Olam, the story about the Briyasa Adam Mechava. So Basak says that Hashem created Adam, Vayitzer, Hashem Elokim Eso Adam, and it spells the word Vayitzer. Vayitzer means created, and it spells it with two yuds. Shnei Yitzari Barakadosh Baruch Hu. So this is why Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista interprets that Hashem created the word Yitzer, playing on the word Yitzer, two Yitzers. Yitzer as in inclinations. Shnei Yitzari Barakadosh Baruch Hu. Echad Yitzer Tov, Echad Yitzer Ra. Okay, so people are pressured and, you know, in two directions. Maskif la Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak elamayata behema. So this is his kasha. His kasha is, so wait a second. So then, it never says anywhere that Hashem vayitzer the behema. The loksiv be vayitzer. So you're saying that the behema has no inclinations at all. Vayitzer, it doesn't have a lisla yitzra. Okay, how are you going to assess whether it's true or not true? Vakachazinan. The mazka, vinashka, obata. But we see some animals look like they're hostile and mean, and they have personalities, and that they obviously are clearly, they have a yetzer hara. So, and the Gemara accepts this as a rejection. Ella, keder Rav Shimon bar Pazi. Okay, yeah, so vayitzer with two yuds means something else. Not the two yetzers, but Rav Shimon ben Pazi, the Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, oily mi yotzri, the oily mi yitzri. He has one mimer that he likes to say, is that people are pressured. People do have pressures. We have opposite competing pressures. One pressure is our yetzer, and that gives us pressure, and the other pressure is our yotzer, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the creator, who tells us not to listen to our yetzer all the time, gives us rules. So we are constrained by the rules, and we are pushed by our yetzer. So that's oily, playing on vai yetzer, vai from the yetzer, and vai from the yotzer. Inami, Keter Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar, the Amar Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar, do part sufin bar kodesh baruch be adam harishon. Or alternatively, the Vayitzer is telling me something else. A double creation means that the being, Adam, was originally created as a double being. Du partzuf in Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu Adam HaRishon. Like Siamese twins, sort of. Shene'emar achor v'kerem tartani. Like the pasuk says, you created me with a front and a back. Achor v'kerem. So not Siamese twins, and as in two, you know, connected front-facing beings, but like a front-facing sort of in a back or front-to-back being, a little bit unclear. Two doubts. We're going to say more about this. But even Hashem Elokim Eset Seila, Pasuk says, Pasuk in Bereishis, describes that Hashem took Adam, made him sleep, and then built Chava out of Adam's Seila. So what's a Seila? Rabbi Shmuel, Chadam or Partzav, V'chadam or Zanav. Right, all of the translations that we know of say rib. And literally, you know, we had the word Sela in the Parsha yesterday. The Tzela HaMishkan and the Tzela Tzafon of the Heichal. So that's really a side. I mean, you can understand why tzela would also be a rib. So Rabbi Shmuel, Chadamer Partzef, Chadamer Zanef. These are Amoraim had a machlokas, but how to interpret the psukim. What was the tzela that turned into chava? Chadamer Partzef, one says it was literally the being, like the other part of the Adam being that was just detached, right? Parts of his face or a head. The Chadamer Zanef. And once it was a tail, it was Adam's tail. So have you learned that this interpretation, that pasuk of that Vayiven was a partzif, so now you understand the pasuk Gachar Vakadam Tartani, that Hashem created the Adam organism origin, the first Adam organism was Gachar Vakadam. So I know that we understand. So, but you're going to say that Chava was really just Adam's Zanav, so then there was no front to back. My Achav Rekedim. My Achav Rekedim Sartani. We're trying to reconcile all of these psukim and traditions and okay. Okay. So the answer is, Kedar Rabbi Ami, Diyama Rabbi Achar Lemaisa Bracious, Rekedim Lepuranus. They give a different interpretation of what Achav Rekedim means, not a front to back organism, but the words Achar Rekedem, meaning last and first. You created me last and first. De'amar Rabbi Yami, Achar L'masa Breishis. Rami says, in what way was Adam last and what way was Adam first? Last of all the creations. Achar L'masa Breishis. Rekedem, and in what way was Adam first? First Lepuranus. First for Puranus, for punishments. Meaning that when there's a punishment to be assigned to various parts of the Masa Bereishis, Adam gets the punishment first. Bishlama achar the Masa Bereishis. So you understand, obviously, what the reference is, that Adam is last in the Masa Bereishis. The law of Ivri Yad Malishapta, because obviously Adam was only created on Friday afternoon, or so. Elav Akedem Lepuranus, what is that referring to? In what way is Adam punished first? Puranas de Mai, Ilame Puranas de Nachash? Is that a reference to Hashem's cursing Adam and Chava and the Nachash because of the Eitz Hadas event? But that can't be true. V'atanya, Rebbe Yomer B'gedola, Meskila Min HaGadol, B'klala Meskila Min HaKatan, B'gedola Meskila Min HaGadol, D'chziv Eidar Moshe, El Aharon, V'el Elazar, V'el Yisrael Rabbanav HaNosarim. But we have a tradition. Rebbe says that when it comes to gedula, you know, when we're referencing the godless of the people, you start with the great ones first, then you go down. But for klala, you go the reverse direction. You start from the bottom and you go up. Where do you see top down for godless? That was when after Nadav and Avihu died. Then Moshe is talking to Aharon and Elazar and Isamar, Banabanosarim, the Kohanim. And I guess that's supposed to, the sequence is first to Aharon and then Elazar and then Isamar. And so that was an application of this principle, Gadol Maskil Min HaGadol. And Beklal Maskil Min HaKatan, and he shows from the Nachash story why. So the Nachash got the Kalala first. And Adam was last. So that's not Adam being cursed first or punished first. That's the reverse. So you don't see it from there. Ela Puran is the Mabul. So he's referring to a different thing. The Mabul story where the humanity and the animals were affected. The pasuk describes the chesiva yimachas kol haikum, asher al pnehu adamah may Adam ad behema ad remes etc. So Adam was first, the hara behema. Okay, now wait a minute. Now the Gemara starts reconciling God that bishalom eleman diyamer parts of. So if you learn that the original organism was a double organism where there were two faces, an Adam and Chava face, kind of the chesiva yitzer. Bishnei Yudim. So now we understand the Vayitzer Bishnei Yudim, the two, double creation. That's the two parts Ufin. Ela Leman Diyamar Zanav, my Vayitzer. But if you're going to say it's just Adam with a tail, that the tail turns into Chava. That's just one person. So why is there a double yud? My vayitzer. No, we already answered that one earlier up on the top. The Amar Rabbi Shimon Pazi, oyli mi yotzri, the oyli mi yitzri. So he'll go with that. So he'll learn that the vayitzer with double yud refers to the double pressures that people have, their pressure of instinct and their pressure of conscience. It's actually a very interesting thought, this whole notion of the oyli mi yotzri, the oyli mi yitzri. Anyway, bishlama leman the Amar parts of. Now the Gemara says, if you learn, it makes sense if you tell me parts of because Pasuk also describes that the creation of humans was Zachar Unakeva Bra'am, that God created them as Zachar Unakeva. So it sounds like that I understand. That's a double organism with the Zachar and the Nekeva built in. Elo Lamad Yomer Zanav. So that's not true. So Hashem only created. Shem only created Adam as a Zachar. My dichs is Zachar Nekev Abraham. Ke the Rabbi Yavo, the Amar Rabbi Vo, the Rabbi Yavo. Because Rabbi Vo, Rami, he pointed out a contradiction of Psukim. Ksiv Zachar Nekev Abraham. One pasuk says, you know, double, Zachar Nekev. Ksiv, B'tzelem Elokim bar, Asa Asa Adam. Another pasuk says, only one. HaKeitzad, how do you reconcile? So here's how we understood it. B'tchila Alba Machshava Libras Deis. Originally, God conceived, so to speak, of creating the double, both. So to that extent, when God conceives of a thing that brings it into existence, so sort of, so in the level of conception, it exists, so God created Zachor Nekeva. But in the physical world, only physically, only one. Asa Asa Adam, Asiya. Anyway, the Gemara says, B'shalom Elamad the Amar parts of. So the Gemara says, well, okay, so we understand the parts of opinion. Pasuk says that after removing the tzela and producing chava from it, so we understand what it says. It says, and then God closed up Adam, presumably to mean as if like God had to kind of create the. I'm not sure exactly what's bothering the Gemara here, but anyway, it says, God had to close up the whole site of the surgery. Seems to be bigger than that, though. By Yisgar Basar Tachtana. God had to kind of create new Basar to fill in the place where the old organism was removed. Elo Leman the Yomer Zanav, my by Yisgar Basar Tachtana. I'm not sure exactly what that was asking. If you're going to say that all that God did was remove the tail and turn the tail into Chava, so what had to be closed up? The Gemara answer is, what does that mean? The site of the tail. A whole explanation, a whole quoting over here. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah v'itemer Rabbi Zivid, v'itemer Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, l'netzra ella l'malka machasach. Okay, not sure exactly what was going on there in that piece. Anyway, the Gemara says v'shama l'mandi amr zanav. So now the Gemara says reverse. It says, well, now we understand the zanav case. Ha'nedichsev ayiven. See, the pasuk in describing the creation of Chava uses a little bit too elaborate a word. It says va'even, that God built Chava. So there's something to build if you're starting out only with a zanav. Ha'ina dichsi va'even. Elaman, there are parts of. So Chava was already built. All that happened, was just had to be kind of, touched up a little bit to make the two organisms to be, independent. Elaman, there are parts of my va'even. But if you're learning that the Chava was already there, then God didn't have to build Chava. My answer is Keder Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, the Darsh Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, my Dichsiv Ayiven Hashem Esad Seila LeChava. So why LeIsha? What does that mean? What does it refer to? What kind of a usage of what kind of pasuk is that? Vayiven, that a God constructed the woman. From the tzeila. Melamed shekila Hakadosh Baruch Hu lechava ve'evi li adam. So he says this refers to. No, it means that after she was already there, then now God had to match them up, had to be a shadchan, had to match them up, and so God had to show Chava, how to make herself pretty. So kila Chava Hakadosh Baruch Hu lechava ve'evi li adam. So Hashem did up her hair. Shekein bekir chayam karen lekiliyasa biniyasa. Because in other some places out there, you see that usage. You get a kind of a linguistic parallel. So that's what's being referred to here in the pasuk vayiven, means like braiding hair. Okay. Interestingly, the Gemara elsewhere, that's in Gemara Nida, where this inside it says, I think over there it has a much more significant interpretation of Vayivan, which we actually accept lahalacha, which is Bina Yaseira. That's the makar for the notion that women have more Bina, or earlier Bina. They develop earlier, and their bat mitzvah earlier than the boy's bar mitzvah. All of that comes to the pasuk Vayivan. Anyway. So it says, Dover Acher Vayivan, or another interpretation, Vayivan Amar Rav Chista Vayamar Lev B'mas Nisatana Melamed. So now this Vayivan means a different thing. It means that Hashem had to design Chava like a building. Melamed Shev B'na Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava Kebinyan Otzer. What kind of a building? A storage house. Ma Otzer Zeh Kotzer Melamala V'Racha Melamata. As we all know, I'm not sure exactly what kind of architecture they're referring to here. As we all know, storage houses are designed to be wider on the bottom and narrower on the top, so the walls aren't really purely vertical, but they're a little tapered in. So as to be able to hold the contents, the peros. So to a woman is wider on the bottom, wider hips, it's supposed to kind of resemble an otzar, so as to be able to contain the vlad, contain the developing baby. So that's the other interpretation of Vayivan, I guess. Okay, then the pasuk goes on to say Vayiviyeha el Adam, that God brought Chava over to Adam. Amar Reb Yirmi Bar Elazar Melamed, this teaches us a lesson. That Shanasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shushbin Li Adam Arishon, that God actually was a Shushbin. The Shushbin really is like the people who are just taking care of the Chasen and the Kala in advance of the wedding. And so the proper thing, you know, Mekan Limda Chatorah Derech Eretz Yatzer Gadolim Kadosh Mishushbinus, that you should always feel that this is worthwhile, it's a worthwhile thing, even if you would be in a position to help as a shushbin to somebody who's inferior to your stature or whatever, so then you should feel, you know, that it's appropriate to do this anyway. In other words, get involved in shadchanus, I guess, and get involved in helping them, make sure that the wedding will be successful, and presumably even at the marriage. The al yerelo, don't resent that. Then the Gemara says, "Well, the man, the parts of Haiman Ayus Tagi B'Reisha." Okay, then the Gemara really cares about this. If you're going to say that the double organism was a male-female double organism, then the question is which one walked first. I guess we're imagining, like, I don't know, which head was in front, which I don't know. Anyway, that's what we're asking. The Gemara asks, "Haiman Ayus Tagi B'Reisha, which one walks first?" Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mistavra. So the svara is that it would be the, surprise, surprise, the male walked in front. Why the sanya? Because, and not because of a general chauvinism about men going first, but because of something else, the sanya. Lo yahalichadam achare isha bederech. Because, lo yahalichadam achare isha bederech. Because we're told of the following rule. We finally get to actually that sort of a halachic principle here. That you're not allowed to walk behind a woman on the road, on the sidewalk, on the path, wherever. Afilo ishto nizdamna lo. Afilo ishto nizdamna lo. Even if we're talking about the person's own wife, the proper thing is that not to. Afilo ishto. Even ishto. Afilo ishto. Even if we're talking about a woman who is his wife. So the concept being that this is the way they say it in the back. The concept being that it's more covered. It's more covered for the man to walk in front. So obviously the question is if that's a matter of covered, and it even applies to husband and wife. So of course that would also apply to a single organism where there's a question of which face is going for. I don't know. Anyway, I think Mar has this following argument. It says, what if nizdamna lo al hagesher? What happens if you're seeing that we're going to have a one lane path, like a sidewalk, where there's only room for one person. So it's going to be a sidewalk where you're walking, and there's men there, women there, and it's going to, you see that you're going to be walking behind the woman. So it says Yisalkena litzdadim. Literally, it means push her out of the, onto the side. But I mean, it just means try to get quickly in front so that you're not walking behind the woman. Rashi says this is not talking about your wife. This is talking about, you know, obviously it wouldn't make any sense if this is your wife. So then there are other people who are going to be walking behind her. That doesn't make any sense. Talking about a, some other woman. Rashi identifies even a, another Ashes ish. What?
Just ask him at aisle one.
I don't get it, but okay. So Yisalkena said, so you know, try to get her to go behind you if you can. If you're walking behind a woman while you're wading through the water, so it's more likely that she's going to have to lift up her skirt, and you're walking behind her. You know for sure that such a person is not going to earn olam haba. Tosis makes a comment of as if this is like a regular practice because it's very reckless. It's reckless behavior. So probably the person is not careful and is going to succumb. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Hamaratza mos leisha miyado liyada kareila hista kelba. So now we talk a little bit about this type of a behavior, things where, you know, inappropriate practices is going to lead down a bad path. Hamaratza mos leisha miyado liyada kareila hista kelba. If a person gives change to the woman, to her hand, because he wants to stare at her, enjoy her hand, her body. I feel the yesh biyado Torah masim tovim kemosh or abandoned lo yinakeh midina shel gehenim. Even if he is so accomplished as Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yinakeh midina shel gehenim. He's not going to escape gehenim. Shenemar yad liyad lo yinakeh. The reference to Moshe Rabbeinu presumably has to do with the yad liyad of like Hashem giving the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. I think lo yinakeh ra. He's not going to be able to be escape the evil, which means lo yinakeh midina shel gehenim. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman Manoach Amar Etzaya. Once we're on the subject of not walking behind women, so Manoach, even including his wife, Manoach Amar Etzaya. Rav Nachman makes a comment that Manoach, who's Shimshon's dad, that was an Amar Etz dechsev vayelach Manoach achareishto. Like the pasuk says, that Manoach walked behind his wife. That time when when she had the vision of the Malach, and then the second time, and she told the Malach, you know, wait here, I got to get my husband, and then she led the way back to the Malach, and Manoach was following behind her. The Maskev Lo Rav Nachman Yitzchak, what are you talking about? Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Elam Yata Gabi Yelkana Dichsev Yelach Elkana Achare Yishto Elkana. We don't think was an Amah Aretz, and the pasuk says nowhere. But the Gemara here is imagining that somewhere there's a pasuk vayelech Elkanah acharei ishto, or at least a pasuk that does exist. Elisha, tefsiv ayakam vayelech achareha. That's a pasuk that exists. So that's weird. So why is Elisha walking after the Isha of Shunamis? Achanami achareha mamish? No. El acharei devereha v'acharei hatzasa. No, it just means, you know, following her instructions or guidance or whatever. It doesn't mean he was actually literally walking right behind her. So same thing from Manoach. You don't have to disparage Manoach. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi, well, if you do accept the interpretation that Pasuk literally meant that he was actually walking behind his wife and that it was inappropriate to do so because he didn't need to, then we could say, you know, he didn't even understand. Even the Psukim in the Chumash give you this sensitivity. Where? Shenemar v'atakam Rivka v'na'aroseha v'atirkavna alag malim v'atilachna achreish. The pasuk says that when Eliezer the Ish was bringing Rivka back to Yitzchak, it says that that Rivka were riding along on the gemalim, following the man. Below the Ish, not in front of the man. Of course, that would have been really inappropriate for her because she didn't know where she was going. But that's just how it goes. That we're saying that the pasuk is emphasizing that the women were behind the men. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Acharei Ari. Velo acharei isha. Rabbi Yochanan had a comment. He said, you know, you're safer walking behind the lion than walking behind the woman. Okay, I remember when I was little, seeing that that has to do with the fact that lions in particular, among dangerous beasts, are safer to walk behind because they can't turn their head and look back. So you're safe in the behind a lion in a certain sense, as long as he doesn't realize you're there and he's not hungry. So an isha alafar isha, but not behind a woman. Okay, in other words, given the choice, sort of, it's better to be walking behind the lion than to walk behind the isha. Achare isha velo achare akum. But if you have a choice, you should walk behind the woman rather than walking behind the akum. Presumably, the walking behind the akum when he's going to worship. So there's like a marasayin. So this turns into a marasayin of avodah zarah. And so presumably, it's preferred to walk behind the isha rather than walk behind the akum. That's interesting. And achare akum velo achare beis haknesses. But if you have to, if you're walking, one path brings you to the Avodah Zarah, and one path brings you to the shul, okay, obviously the issue is you're going past the shul, b'shash atzibur mispalalim, and you're not walking in, for whatever reason, then it's better for you to avoid the shul. Avoid the shul, because that's a very, very, I don't know, damaging maris ayin to you, more so than the Avodah Zarah, Marasayan, unbelievable. So what's it saying over here? This refers to back what we learned in the first parak, not allowed to walk Achori Beis HaKnesses B'Shasha Atzibur Mispalalim and not go in, because it looks like you're dismissive of the Beis HaKnesses, of the davening in the shul. The Gemara says, well, that's only when it looks like that. V'lo amar ne'el lo dari midi. It's only when you're not carrying something where you obviously, it's not that you're refusing to participate, is that you're busy. The idari midi leslin bav. If you're carrying something, if it's clear that you're not just dismissing the shul, so then no problem. Lomar el deleka pischa achrina. Or even if you're not carrying anything, but if there's another door, I have to imagine that he's also, if there's another minion, like it's another minion, or is another time for this shul's schedule, the iyaka pischa achrina leslin bav. But if it doesn't look like you're ignoring the davening with the tzibur and refusing to participate, so then there's no mar sign. Also, if you're not writing on the chamor, but you are, then that doesn't imply anything. Also, if you're not wearing tefillin, but if you are wearing tefillin, so then no problem. Then nobody's going to suspect you of not being interested in tefillah for some reason. Two dots. Amarav. Rav says the following comment. Yetzer hara doma lizvov. You know what the Yetzer hara, it's like a fly. The Yoshev Bein, Shtei Maftechei Alev. And it resides right there between the two, I don't know, chambers or something of your lev. Shneamar, Zivuvim Avos Yaveh Shaviyah B'yah Shaman Rukeyach. Okay, I'm not sure what you get out of that. I didn't really get that whole, what Rav was saying. Shmuel Amar, Kemen Chita. No, the Yetzer hara looks like a chita. A kernel of grain. Udama shenamar lepesa chatas rovates. Play on the word chatas as chita rovates. that the Yetzer hara is kind of lying in wait for you and trying to get you to mess up. Not sure what you get out of either of these things. Anyway, Tana Rabbanan. Okay, two brisa here. It actually goes literally through body parts, internal body organs, really, or any body parts generally, and tries to describe their functioning. You could kind of understand a little bit about, the value of going through this, because how are you supposed to know what all those internal body parts are doing? But let's see. Tanur Banan, Shtei Kalayos, Yesh Bo Ba'adam. A person has two kidneys, Shtei Kalayos. And you know what they do? You can't tell what they do just by a dissection or by looking at them because they don't do anything. But this is telling you what they do. One is giving Eitzah Latova and one is giving Eitzah Lera. You literally have, like the good angel, the bad angel, the good conscience, the bad conscience. You have the Klayos give you good and bad advice. This is an old tradition about the Klayos or Yowatzos. Yeah. And incidentally, if you have to know which one is the one that's doing which advising, it makes sense to say that the right kidney is the one giving you good advice, and the bad kidney is giving you bad advice. Like the pasuk says, the chacham's lave is to his right, and Ksil's lev is to his left. That's an interesting thing. Where you're saying the lev confused with the kidney. What do you say?
Is that considered different from the Yetzer Hara, though? I mean, it sounds like it is, although it sounds like it's...
Well, I don't know. I can't tell how much this was intended to be a literal biological description of what's going on. I don't know. The Yetzer is not a biological thing, but this thing looks like it's a biological. I don't know what to do, but I think it's consistent with that. I just don't know how it aligns. I mean, I don't know. Don't know what the Yetzer refers to, so I don't know. Tana Rabbanan. Kalayos Yawatzos. Let me get into this. Tana Rabbanan. Bryce says the kidneys give Yetzer. The lave, mavin. What does the lave do? It processes the information. It understands. It's your lave is your mind. Lashon is mechateich. Peh is gomer. Veshet is machnes. So what are all these things? The lashon, the tongue, mechateich, that forms the sounds. Peh is gomer, the mouth, I guess, executes the sounds. Veshet, machnes, and motzi. Your veshet is your esophagus. Machnes umotzi, okay, I guess it brings the food down and up, I guess. Kol minei ma'achol, all kinds of food. Kana, your windpipe. Motzi kol, what that does is that it issues sounds from your speech comes up through the your windpipe. The reya, shoev is called minei mashkin, your lungs are processing all kinds of liquids, fluids. I don't really, okay. Anyway, kaved, your liver, koes, your liver produces the anger. That's the thing that makes you angry. Mara, the mara is really your gallbladder, I think. Zorekas botipa menichaso. But that produces some kind of a soothing tipa and calms you down. Tchol. I don't know what the tchol is. Anybody know what the tchol is? I don't know, some other body part.
Spleen?
Oh yeah, that's spleen. Sounds familiar. Okay, anyway, I don't even know right now what the spleen is doing, actually. Anyway, this tchol is shochek. It does shocheking. Okay.
It
gives you shochek? With a sa?
I haven't, in Rashi, he says...
Schok. Okay. I guess that's okay. As opposed to like grinding, which the next thing does. The kurkavan, which Rashi says is not in a human anyway, so now we've gotten into other body configurations. The kurkavan does the tocheining, the grinding of the food. The keva, so now this is weird. Okay. I'll have to read the next couple of lines over here, but keva seems to be yeshena. It seems to make you sleep. The keva is your stomach. So somehow or other, the job of the stomach is to make you sleep, and the af and your nose is supposed to wake you up.
Well, after you get a full meal, you usually get tired.
Guess so. So that's all these kinds of correlations, right, lead to this explanation. And then, but if the reverse happens, if naor hayashen or yashena naor, if something happens in the reverse, so then that's a problem. Then namuk v'holichlo, then you get messed up. A little bit unclear exactly what we're being told about this. In any case, in Tana, and the Rashi goes on to say, but im shneim yishenim o shneim neorim, miyad meis. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what that means. Tanya, Rashi says the following. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Yossi Aglili says the following. These are Tanoim now. Tzadikim yetzer tov shoftan. The tzadikim have their yetzer tov judging them. So it's unclear exactly what that means. Rashi, I think it means like it's, like successfully pressuring them. In other words, they're successful in influencing them. So the Yetzer Tov Shoftam is not really a Kiddush. If that's the interpretation, it doesn't mean anything really. It just means that Tzadikim do good things. So obviously, they're listening to the Yetzer Tov, I guess. Shedemar Vilibi Chalo Bekirbi. Rishayim as a reverse. Yetzer Rosh Shoftam. Shemar Nupesha Larosha Bekar Libi. Ein Pachad Elokim. Lenegating Nov. And Beinanim. And regular people. Zebizesh Shofta. You know, sometimes good, sometimes not. Shneamar Yamali Minav Yon Lehoshia Me Shofti Nafshi. Okay, exactly unclear what was going on over there. If you learn that it just means the successful influences, but if it's some other concept about how you're being judged by the Yetzer Tov or the Yetzer Ra are both, and then it's some other more subtle concept that's being said over there. Amar Rava, Rava the Amor now says, Kigon anu beininim. Rava makes a comment like, yeah, well, you know, in other words, like I'm a beinini. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says to him, come on. Lo shavik marchai lechol beri. If you're gonna put yourself as the beinini on the beinini scale, so then lo shavik marchai lechol beri. So then, on that scale, everybody's gonna be considered to be a rasha, and nobody's gonna be considered a tzaddik. So he meant to say like you can't talk like that, or maybe even you can't think like that. So I'm a rava. So Rava says interrupts a little bit in the middle over here, and then gets back to something. Rava says, you know, the world, lo every alma ela la rishi. You know, the world was really only worthwhile for rishi gemuri or tzaddiki gemuri. Only for total rishayim or total tzaddikim. What do you mean by that? We'll get to that in the next couple of lines. Amar Rava, and Rava at this point seems to respond to Abai by saying, leida inish benafshe yim tzaddik gomer huim lav. Yeah, a person needs to know internally whether they are tzaddik or not. Okay. Anyway, Amarav, lo ivri, let's get back to that concept, that comment about the world is only good for the Rishayim Gemurim or Tzidikim Gemurim. Lo ivri alma ala liyachabar amri ule Rav Chanina ben Dosa. Liyachabar amri ha'olam hazeh. That's the point. The point is that olam hazeh, for people who live it up, so then olam hazeh is something. And ule Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, people who are extraordinarily pious, so then for them, olam haba. The Olam Hazeh wasn't really great, but Olam Haba makes it all worth it. Okay. Anyway, now back to actually the Mishnah. The Mishnah quoted the pasuk of Haftas Hashem Elokecha to tell you b'chol levavcha with all of your yetzer hara, yetzer tov, levav, two dots. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Brisa says, quotes Rabbi Eliezer. So the issue is, and this is the pasuk in Shema that we all know, it says you have to love Hashem b'chol levavcha, with your lev, b'chol nafshecha, with your nefesh, b'chol miyodecha, with all of your ma'od, all of your means. So what it seems to be redundant. That's what's going on over here. If it says already that you have to love Hashem with your nefesh, with all of your means, b'chol miyodecha, ella, says the following. You have somebody who is more careful about his body than about his possessions. It's emphasizing they'd have to be prepared to sacrifice even your body for Abbas Hashem, for Hashem. So they're trying to inspire people, they're trying to get people to have a mindset of dedication or self-sacrifice, even to be prepared to sacrifice the things that they care a lot about. And Rabbi Akiva has a different insight. He says, it's not about just motivating people to be willing to live a lifestyle of self-sacrifice. It's not that. It's b'chol nafshecha feel no tilas nafshecha, even if you are prepared to die as a result. It's a different concept. That's what he says is going on. B'chol meodecha is one thing. B'chol nafshecha is a different thing. Tanur Rabbanan, Brisa says, "Pamachas gazer malchus risha shelo yaskei sovatar." This is the well-known story of Rabbi Akiva. Once upon a time, there was an edict that banned the teaching of Torah. But Papas ben Yehudim, and so Rabbi Akiva shei makel kios barab meosek b'Torah. So Papas, apparently a Jewish guy, finds Rabbi Akiva is teaching classes of Torah to people in public in groups. Amalei Akiva, yata misyarim ipnei amalchus. Aren't you afraid of these Romans? Amar lo, em shalach mashal. So Rabbi Akiva said, I am, but let me teach you, let me explain something to you. Lema davar doma l'shul. It's like the fox. Shayim ha'alech al gabi anor. He's walking by the river. V'ra'at dagim. Shayim miskabtim imakum makum. And he saw schools of fish were kind of darting around from here and there. Amar lehem, ipnei ma'atem b'abarchim. What are you running from? Amar lehem, ipnei reshtos shemivin aleina b'nei adam. We're running away from the nets, from the traps, that people are trying to trap us. So Amar lehem. So the fox says to them, Ritzon chem sheta'alu liyabasha v'gdor, v'nodurani v'yatem, k'shem shadaru, v'nidor, ani v'yatem k'shem shadaru abu seim abu seichem. He says, I'll tell you what, They won't find you if you come over here, up here, and live with me. They won't find you. You'll be safe. And live like our ancestors used to in the good old days. Amrlo, atahusha amrimalecha, pikech shebechayos. You're the one that they say is the smartest or the most cunning of the animals. Lo pikech ata letipe shata. You're an idiot. Ma b'makom chiyu say to one misyarim. If we're afraid in the place where we live, where we survive on, b'makom chiyu say to lachsam mekama. You're going to bring us out of the place where we could live, so then that's just going to be worse. Afa nachna, Rabbi Kiva says, Achshav, Sha'an of Yoshim, Yoski B'Torah, Shekosba, Kiyuchayecha, Baruch Yamecha, we were learning Torah, which the Pasuk says, that is your life. It's kach, and we're still concerned, we're still afraid of their danger. Im anu holchim avat limimena, lachsam v'kama. If we get rid of the Torah, if we stop abandoning the Torah, it's just going to be like walking out of the, like fish leaving the water. Amru, anyway, the story goes, the story goes that it wasn't long until they obviously were aware of the activities Rabbi Kiva was doing, and they captured him and they threw him in jail, in prison, in the dungeon. But Tafsula Pops Ben Yehuda happens to also be that they caught Pappas for something and they threw him in the dungeon also. Vechavshu etzlo. Amru Pappas. So Pappas says to Rabbi Kiva, Mihaviyacha Lakan. Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva said to Pappas a different thing. He said, hey, Pappas, what are you doing here? Amar lo, yashrecha, Rabbi Akiva, shenitfasta divrei Torah. So Pappas recognizes, Rabbi Akiva, lucky for you that the reason you're being imprisoned here is because of your involvement in Torah. At least it was a worthy cause. Oily le Pappas shenitfasal dvorm betalim. I'm only thrown in here because of nonsense or some other crime. Bishasha hotzios Rabbi Akiva. The Hariga is man Kriyash Mahaya, Vahayasarkin is Basar Mashrekas Shal Barza, Vahayamakabalo Machashamay. Well, the story goes when they were putting Rabbi Kiva to death and they were torturing him, and it was the time of Kriyashma, and he was reciting the Shema out loud. His Talmidim were saying, Adkan, really? This is really what you have to be doing now? Amar Lahem. So he said to them, what's the problem? What are you talking about? Kol Yamai. My whole life I was kind of looking forward to the opportunity to do this. This pasuk, which is commanding our allegiance to Hashem, even at the point if they're going to take your life away. Amarti, that's his interpretation above anyway. Amarti, so I would always say, when will I have the opportunity to demonstrate this willingness? Now I have the opportunity. Should I not be doing what I'm doing, saying Shema, declaring Yichud Hashem. Hayamarich b'yechad ad sheyatzes nishmaso. Yatzes a baskol and said Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyatzes nishmasach b'yechad. Now the Gemara tells a version of the story that we've seen in other contexts, which is Amru Malachi Hashartz lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now the angels who are surveying the scene are complaining to Hashem, what the heck? Zo Torah v'zo schara. This is really fair. This is right. Mim sim yadcho Hashem mim sim v'gomer. Essentially, like complaining to Hashem, what are you doing to your Torah people? So Amar Lahem. So Hashem says back to them this the end of, the next couple of words of that pasuk that was being quoted. Chelkam b'chayim, but their chelik is b'chayim, is life, is life as in olam haba life. Yatzas a baskol, the yamras of the baskol declares, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva she'ata mezuman l'chay olam haba. We all are hoping that it doesn't require this level of sacrifice to be mezuman l'chay olam haba, but anyway, two dots. Lo yakel adam es rosho keneged sharm ezof. This is all halachic stuff from here on. It's all halachic stuff. It talks about what happens when you have to use, when you have to defecate kind of out in the open, sort of. And what are the guidelines? Now, what should be the guidelines? Well, the expectation that you have to try to maintain tznius. So that's on the one hand. But on the other hand, is something else. There's another sensitivity. This comes from the next line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on to talk about how you have to be aware about the Yerushalayim, the Har Bayis, that you have to treat it with reverence, even if you're not in it. But it's in that direction. So this is what it says. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. The rule is you have to be careful not to do inappropriate things kind of towards the Makom HaMikdash. So Rav Yehuda Merav says that's only if minat sofim v'lifnim, if only if you're within a radius of sight of the Mikdash, uberoa itmar, uberoa, and only when you actually can see the Mikdash. So then you have to be mindful of your conduct and your activities and whatever, and not to do anything inappropriate when you're inside of the Mikdash. Itmar nami amar baba berei derab chia baraba hachi amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan makes a comment also, lo amra ela minat sofim v'lifnim uberoa. Ubishain geder. Also, when there's no geder. When there's no geder. Meaning that, and if you have a geder there, so then you kind of are like, in a certain sense, shielded from the sight of the Mikdash. And so, I guess the concept is that so you have to do your business on the other side of the geder there, and you don't have to worry as much about inappropriate conduct in sight of the Mikdash, because the getter is there. Ubizman shashchina shore. And anyway, the whole thing anyway only applies when the Shechina is visible, which presumably might refer only to the Bayis Rishon, or maybe just when the Bayis is Behibana so. But at least it would not apply Bizman Azeh. Now, Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Hanifne. It says the following. It says, look, when you are going to defecate, Be Yehuda, if you're in the southern regions where Yerushalayim is either east or west of you, lo yifne mizrach u'mariv, you're not allowed to orient your body east to west, elat safan v'darom. You have to kind of have the makom hamikdash somewhere on the sides of you. You have to be aware of where it is, and you have to make sure the mikdash is on the sides. Not allowed to be facing away or to when you're kind of in the bathroom. But Begaliel, when you're in the north region of Israel, so the Mikdash is south of you. So you have to, on the contrary, you have to orient yourself east-west. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi said, no problem anymore. Rabbi Yossi says, anyway, the whole thing doesn't apply to us anyway. The Chachamim are Osrim, but other Tanoim held that it's not true, that it's Osrim. Gemara asks, we just said that. That was a Tanakama. What do you mean? V'chachamim osrim. I know Tanakama. Gemara says, Tzedadim. Okay, it's a little detailed question about how much you have to orient yourself away from the Mikdash. But the Machlokes is whether it even applies at all, Bizman Azeh. Tani Idach, Hanifne B'Yehuda Leifne Mizrach Umara Ve'el Atzafim V'darim V'gal Atzafim V'darim Aser Mizrach Umara V'Mutar. Another Bryce that confirms the same attitude, that Tanakama holds its Aser, and Rabbi Yossi Matir, because Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yomer lo Aser ela Barua, and it's only Rabbi Yossi held that it's only if you could see it literally, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Kayam Aser Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Mutar. Rabbi Yehuda also emphasized that it's not even applicable at all Bizman is there, and Rabbi Akiva Oser Bechol Makom. Rabbi Akiva Asers, and that was exactly the Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva Hanu Tanakama Ekebinayu Chutz La'aretz. Now Rabbi Akiva started also to say it's Aser Bechol Makom. The Chol Makom, he writes, not only in Israel, even when you're in Chutz La'aretz, you have to worry about this. And then it tells a kind of a supporting story. Rabba, who was living in, well, this Rabba was in Bavel. There's a Abaye and Rava and Talmidim of Rabba. So this is all happening in Bavel. So it says Rabba. Havu Shadin Le Livne Mizrach U'Mariv. He used to have, in his outhouse area, he would have the planks that you'd sit on oriented east-west. Now, the premise here is that they understood that Bavel was east of Israel, which it is. So even though it goes against other Gemaras that we saw earlier about Bavel being in the north of Israel, but these Arayim, I've heard the purposes of this story, we're familiar with the actual layout. Bavel is east, so he would lay the planks east-west with the understanding that therefore you would have to position your body on those planks north-south, whatever the configuration of the outdoor outhouse. This was an outdoor outhouse. Azal Abaye, and Abaye one time was there, and he was looking at this, and he was wondering how serious was Rabba about this, or was it just a kind of an accident that it just was configured this way? So he reversed the planks. Azal Abayan Shadinu Tzafan Vidarim. All Rabba and Tartzenu, and Rabba went and fixed them up and changed them back. Amar, and he said, my hi, to come at Sarli. What is who's starting up with me? I hold like Rabbi Akiva that says that you're anywhere you have to be mindful of this sensitivity, of this restriction, even in Chutz La'aretz. So in the next Gemara you'll see that we actually take it seriously. Yeah. Okay.